What's up, my friends? This is Dr. David Boyd. Modern Medicine Matters podcast is what you're listening to, your daily dose. Episode number 171. Today's topic is this: trust no one. Sit back, relax, because here we go. It sounds like a really mean thing to say, right? Trust no one. But it's true. And let me tell you where this came from. So, When you become a doctor, you first have to go through residency training. So you go, you spend like 4 years in college, 4 years in medical school, and then minimum 3 years of residency. And then some folks will stop there and other folks will continue on and specialize. I didn't specialize. I'm a family practice physician, so more of a broad-based doctor where I take care of folks from cradle to grave, everything from emergency to ICU to hospital to primary care clinic, you name it. There you go. And throughout my training, there was this one phrase that came up over and over and over again that was burned into my brain, just tattooed on the folds of my frontal cortex, and that is, trust no one. And what that means, where that came from, was simply that you go and you follow up on things. You take care of things yourself. Now, it doesn't mean that you literally don't ever trust anybody. What it means is it really just kind of burrows in that you have to take care of things. Let me give you an example. Let's say we're talking about a patient who had their electrolytes were just goofy. Somebody had like low potassium, for example, for whatever reason. And if I was coming on during the day and the night doctor, I come on and I say, hey, how did Mr. Jones do last night? And they say, oh, you know what? Potassium looks good today. It came back up to normal. If I just said, okay, and then sent the guy home, well, what happens? What happens if all the other what ifs? What if there was confusion about the patient? What if it was a different Mr. Jones? What if the other doctor had missed a detail? There's too many what ifs. So it's on me to check to make sure that everything looks appropriate. Trust no one. I'll have you consider that there's similar things in life. And mind you, I know I'm coming from a bias. Those of you that have listened to my story, that have listened to this podcast for any length of time, know that I have trust issues. Big, big trust issues. Major ones. And I know where they stem from. It wasn't until I actually did the work on myself that I realized where those trust issues came from. It wasn't until I connected the dots and was willing to go into the darkness in myself that I realized that when I was a kid, was sexually abused by a family member. And guess what? That would cause a lot of issues with trust. No kidding. I mean, I look at it now and I'm like, well, yeah, of course. But I didn't always see it that way. It led me to be standoffish. It led me to not have friends when I was a kid. It led me to, in my marriage, to shut off quite a bit. It led me to divorce. It led me to a lot of loneliness, a lot of pain. And so there's a big protective mechanism that comes from not trusting. And it's not entirely a bad thing. It's there for protection. Like it is a biological protectant. But on the flip side of that, it also leads to a lot of issues. It leads to loneliness. It leads to not having as high of a quality of life. There is a big study that was done through Harvard University, and is one of the longest studies on human relationships ever. The study is actually still ongoing. It's been going on for over 40 years. And basically what it showed was that the more close relationships that a person has, the higher the quality of their life. Not where they went to school, not how much money they have, not how many shiny objects they own, not how many toys they have, not the number of sexual partners, not the number of Gucci shoes. The number of close relationships that someone has dictates how positive their life is. Now, how in the hell can that happen if you don't trust people enough to let them in? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you have an area that is your, that's sealed off, that nobody goes in. We all do. Hell, I know I do. That area is less now. It used to be like, you know, like the size of a warehouse. Now it's much smaller. But you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a protective space that's there. It's up to you to let folks in. If you don't, it decreases the quality of the life that you have. Let's talk about a place where trust no one actually will serve you. And that's really when it comes to bettering your life. You can't trust that anybody is going to improve things for you. If you have a job that you don't like, you can't trust that that job is going to improve itself. The folks that you work for are going to work to improve the conditions for you. That's not going to happen. If you're in a career that you don't like, you can't trust that the career is going to get better. You can't trust that the industry will change for you. If you're in a relationship that you don't like, if you're in a marriage that you don't like, you can't trust that complaining is going to fix anything. Instead, you have to be the one to put your guard down and be what you want that other person to become. If you want someone else to be more loving and affectionate toward you, you have to first be loving and affectionate toward them. If you want someone else to apologize for things that they did wrong in the past that you're hanging on to, that you're hanging on to regret and so forth and so on, you first have to be willing to let go. To let go of all those negative emotions that you're hanging on to get rid of that garbage. You have to be willing to accept them for them before you can ever expect them to accept you for you. This is what it comes down to when it comes to trust. When it comes down to trusting someone else, you first got to trust yourself. You got to trust that you know what's best for you. And then here's the hard part. You got to act on it. Do whatever it is you've got to do. There's so many different methods. If you've read David Goggins, anything by David Goggins, one of the things that he talks about is the accountability mirror and looking in the mirror and seeing you for what you are. And this is something that he talks about, how, you know, he has like a ritual that he does where that he shaves his head, right? He shaves his head, shaves his face, looking in the accountability mirror, kind of talks to himself at the same time. But also on top of that, he also will take post-it notes of like things that have to be done, like non-negotiables. This must be done. And puts it on the mirror so that, you know, he has to like take it down. It's like a process where like, okay, accomplish this. Now I get to take it down. If you look at Garrett White, so Garrett White has a book called Be the Man. Garrett White talks about how gamifying it, so that essentially that there is a point system for when you're constantly doing work on yourself, that you're doing that work and that you're systematizing it, so that you're planning things out and that you're knocking those things out with a hit list. You know, one of the things that I do is I write on my mirror. So I take a dry erase marker and I write it the night before. Monday, number one, number two, number three. And I write down the things that have to be done. And I really do try to keep it realistic. Like, you know, you could write 25 things. You're not going to get through all 25. And then you feel defeated. But if you actually write like a realistic number, 3, 4 things that need to actually be taken care of for the next day and that they are non-negotiable, like come hell or high water, it will be done. It feels absolutely amazing at the end of the day when you come back and you're like, oh, look at all the things I took care of. If you trust yourself that you know what's best for you, if you trust yourself to develop a system so that you can take steps, if you trust yourself that you will first be in your life what you're looking for in others, then my friend, life is going to improve for you greatly. Here's the thing is, you have the power to do it. It's all up to you. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. If you have not yet subscribed, what are you waiting for, really? Go ahead and hit the like button, put in a rating, a review, and subscribe. If you have not yet listened to me on, I don't want to say her name, the Amazon young lady that on the Echo Dot. If I say it now and you're listening to it on your Echo Dot, it's going to interrupt. That's why I'm not saying her name. The name that begins with an A. You can just ask her, play the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, and there you go. And you'll get to listen to this. Share it. Share this message with friends and family and your circle of influence. If you don't follow me on social media, Facebook, David Boyd, Instagram, David Boyd, MD. Last but not least, blindspotmedical.com. If you have not yet been to blindspotmedical.com, go check it out. You'll see how I am doing my damnedest to create a very, very different path for not just medicine, but really for folks to empower their life by taking their health into their own hands, so that that way you can build the life you've always dreamed of based on fact, because you will know exactly where you stand with your body. That's what I've got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become rich again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great day.